certainly was discussion here. I think not so much whether the cops had the right guy. I outlined our policy earlier, but mm-hmm. the discussion in my mind was, you know, we knew the guy's criminal record from early on. He had several, not just one, but several convictions for sexual crimes. And when a person has that kind of reputation, how do you smear a person like that? That was one reason we might have used the name. But, you know, we look back at our policy, and there is a chance police have been convinced they're right before and turned out not to be. There is a chance that they have the wrong person on the hook for this crime. And we decided this person is not a public figure, which is one reason we sometimes go away from that policy and report an arrest, because the arrest of a public figure is news. The person in this case was not a public figure. We felt that there was no reason to report the name and rush to get his name out there, because there was the chance that he just was not the right person and charges might not be officially filed.
So is the defining the criteria not so much that you want to protect his privacy, but that you want to be sure that at least the cops and the prosecutors are sure that there's probable cause in a case?
That's correct. I mean, the prosecutor is certainly, when the prosecutor makes a decision, he's certainly taking it to another level. They feel they have enough to make a case against the person, and I think it's a higher level than the police. But, you know, neither should you discount the fact that we are conscious of what it means to a person when their name is reported in connection with a crime. And it's not something we do lightly, and that's why there is a policy in place. I had an old news editor tell me, you know, you have policies, but you don't follow policies off a cliff, which is why I would not describe our policy as hard and fast. It's a policy that we let guide us in these decisions, but we handle decisions on a case-by-case basis. That's the way we most often go, though.